The World This Week. Politics.
Israel brought its fight against Hamas to southern Gaza, encircling Khan Yunis, where Hamas has consolidated its position after losing control of northern Gaza. Israeli warplanes stepped up their bombardment of the Palestinian Strip. The fighting resumed after the collapse of a week-long ceasefire, which America and Israel blamed on Hamas for breaking its promise to release more hostages, firing rockets while the truce was in place, and killing civilians in an attack in Jerusalem. With battles raging in the area where Gazans had sought shelter, concerns grew about civilian casualties. Hospitals are said to be running low on fuel and medical supplies. America imposed visa sanctions on extremist Israeli settlers who are involved in attacks on Palestinians in the West Bank. Antony Blinken, America's Secretary of State, has pressed the Israeli government to do more to hold settlers who commit violence accountable for their actions. Vladimir Putin visited Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, where he discussed oil. Russia is a big contributor to OPEC Plus and business. The UAE is a hub for Russian business dealings. Mr. Putin was also set to meet Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi in Moscow. Iran supplies drones to Russia for its war on Ukraine. The military junta in Niger scrapped its military partnership with the European Union, which had been helping it fight against jihadists. Niger's defense ministry said his country wants closer military cooperation with Russia. The death toll rose from flooding in Tanzania. Some 300 people in East Africa have died recently, half of them in Kenya, in floods and landslides related to the El Niño climate pattern, which is causing unusually heavy rains in the region. Nigeria's Air Force killed at least 85 civilians when it mistakenly bombed a religious gathering in the northern state of Kaduna. The government has been battling jihadists and armed groups of bandits who have terrorized large parts of the north. Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela's autocratic president, held a referendum asking voters if they wanted to annex two-thirds of neighboring Guyana, which has benefited from discoveries of huge oil reserves. The exercise was skewed in favor of a yes vote, as there was no official no campaign. The electoral authority claimed that over 10 million people voted, an unlikely figure, given that few were seen at polling stations. Even so, Brazil sent troops and 16 armored vehicles to the border with Venezuela.